Next week, the 9/11 Commission will focus on who talks to whom within the intelligence gathering community and the federal law enforcement community. Commissioners want to know how a credible tip, clue, or hunch about a possible terrorist attack within the United States percolates up the chain of command. Most importantly, they want to know whether intelligence and law enforcement are in a better position now to deal with the domestic threat than they were on September 11, 2001. Attorney General John Ashcroft and his predecessor Janet Reno are scheduled to testify, as well as FBI Director Robert Mueller and his predecessor Louis Free, also CIA Director George Tenet, among others. John McGaffin is a former Associate Deputy Director of the CIA for Operations and a former advisor to Mr. Free. He's already testified before the commission. He joins us here in the studio. Mr. McGaffin, welcome.
Thank you very much.
And Paul Light teaches public service at New York University and directs the Center for Public Service at the Brookings Institution, where he studies governmental organization. He's also here with us in the studio. Mr. Light, thanks for coming in.
Delighted.
Now, Mr. McGaffin, let me start with you. You saw this from the inside. You told the 9/11 Commission that intelligence and law enforcement had hoped to be communicating better before the attacks, but somehow were never able to achieve the structural or perhaps the cultural change to make it happen. Could you tell us about that?
When Condoleezza Rice testified before the 9/11 Commission, she made the point that the major missing ingredient was intelligence, information on things that had happened domestically. When I left the CIA in 1992, 93, and went to the FBI, one of my chief responsibilities was to help the FBI and the CIA figure out how to move forward in this area. We established a thing called the Gang of Eight, which was the four senior-most people on each side, with McGaffin playing in both groups. And we met at least once every 3 or 4 weeks to try to get to the point where both organizations realized that their work actually overlapped. If you looked at the things the FBI was responsible for and the things that CIA were responsible for, there should have been a total community of interest. But because one is a law enforcement function and one is an intelligence collection function, we were never successfully able to bring them together.
Paul Light, what do you think about the merging of cultures?
My general view was that Dr. Rice is correct that we have a structural problem here, but not correct about what the structural problem is. We tend to build hierarchy during periods of concern. We create czars. We add more layers of bureaucracy. I'm quite concerned right now that our response to a highly agile adversary is to create more bureaucracy.
The base root problem relative to agile networks, it's not connecting the dots, as everyone is fond of saying. It's there weren't enough dots. We do not have the ability, both domestically and in terms of foreign collections, we are not producing the dots that we need that can then be analyzed.
There's been a suggestion that perhaps a new agency should be created, which is a domestic intelligence agency. What do you think of that idea? Mr. Light?
The federal organization chart is littered with organizations created to solve these kinds of problems. I think the basic question is, if the FBI cannot do it, who can?
The mistake we all seem to make, it seems to me, when we look at this, is we confuse the relationship of law enforcement and the function of intelligence gathering. Law enforcement acquires information in direct relationship to making a case. A crime has been committed. You set out to find out the whodunit with the evidence that lets you bring it to proper resolution, guilty, innocent. Intelligence collection operates under a national security imperative. That is, we don't know enough about X problem. Go out and find out what kind of a threat does Al-Qaeda pose to the United States.
Next week, your colleagues will be testifying before the 9/11 Commission. What do you think ought to be asked of the attorneys general, the directors of the FBI, the director of Central Intelligence? Mr. Light?
I'll give you the simplest question to ask. How many phone calls would an agent on the front line have to make to reach the director? How many different people would have to touch the information or currently touch the information going up the chain? We did an analysis of this some years ago and found that it took 40 phone calls on average for the IRS revenue agent or the Forest Service park ranger or whatever to reach the top of their agencies. And that's a bellwether for the bureaucratic density of these agencies.
But more importantly is no one's in charge. George Tenet is the director of Central Intelligence, but he's not truly in charge of bringing it all together. What we have today, the closest analogy I can think of is that the intelligence and law enforcement and national security community's efforts against terrorism today are most akin to kids' soccer. That is, everyone's going after the ball. Nobody is communicating. The congressional role, if you will, in this is sort of like the parents on the sidelines wildly applauding and shouting conflicting instructions to their favorite group. But no one's in charge. Till you have somebody in charge, none of this makes any difference. Right now, it is kids' soccer. I'm sorry.
John McGaffin is a former associate deputy director of the CIA for operations, and Paul Light teaches public service at New York University. He directs the Center for Public Service at the Brookings Institution. Gentlemen, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.